Good evening, and thank you for joining us on Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. It is good to be here telling the good news of Jesus Christ and Terrorize Bible Study Daybreak.
Yay, God.
Which we've been doing the last 3 weeks. We are actually in the book of Exodus talking about Moses and his deliverance and his encounter with God.
It's amazing.
Oh, man. And I just have to say your quote one more time for those who couldn't be here for the March 13th. The more I say it, the more I'll remember it.
There you go.
God cares more about my character than my comfort. Yep. That's a quote to hang on to for somebody out there that needed to hear that.
Yeah. And I don't know that it originates with me. I don't know where it came from. I have no idea. It's just something I know. And spiritually, God, when I was studying Joshua about 3 weeks ago, that was what I wrote down that I learned from Joshua as I was studying Joshua chapters 1-5.
That's a great quote that God
I don't
gave
know.
You.
Yeah, I don't Truth. Have a clue. I don't know if it's mine. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've read it, but it's what came out of my lessons from Joshua. And so it applies to every aspect of life, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I need that on my refrigerator.
It's like, ouch. My character, not my comfort. All right. I need that. And you know what? That's exactly what he was doing to Moses. And that's why Sabrina was bringing it up. We have been looking at God calling Moses out to go and be the deliverer of the nation of Israel out of bondage from Egypt. And we have talked over the last few weeks that we have a lineage that's holy and consistent. We have a heritage that is an inheritance that must be where we take possession of it.
I love that.
And that heritage is delightful. It brings honor, and it's for all people, and the inheritance in it is God. What we're going to look at today is that through God reminding him that he was the son through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that our birthright, we have no choice over. Okay, so Moses had no choice over the fact that he was born during the time when they were killing all the little boys. His mom and dad were his mom and dad. He is a Hebrew. His birthright cannot be changed. And so even though he was raised Egyptian,
he's still Hebrew.
And you cannot do anything about it because your birthright is chosen for you. It's appointed by God. Our mom and dad, the person that we are born to, God has appointed us to be their child. Now, I'm going to tell you whether that is that you have a mom and dad that have been married for 60 years, mom and dad that, you know, were married 5 years and then got divorced, or if you have a parent who never married, God still chose that birthright for you. Mm. And the other thing that I want you to understand is that God has chosen us to be his children. And he has a purpose within us and our birthrights for us as well. And the other thing that he wants us to see is that we have a legacy. Okay, we can't change our birthright. We can possess the inheritance we have. We can't change the lineage that our birthright comes through. So I can't change that, you know, I am from James and Kathy and going on through. But there is something that we can change. And that's the legacy.
Mm.
Okay?
I love that.
Now, he is calling him out because he has a legacy for him to walk. He has a legacy for him to leave something to the nation. And the thing that we have to understand is our legacy can be both good and bad.
Yes.
Okay? And an inheritance is something that can be squandered. Birthright is something that we can reject, but a legacy, we don't choose what it is. It's how people say we are when we're gone.
Mm.
Okay. Now let's think for a moment. Let's go secular and let's think.
Okay.
All right. Elvis. What's the first thing that comes to mind that people would say is his legacy?
His music, his
rock and roll.
Right. Yeah.
Rock and roll. Marilyn Monroe.
Her looks. Yeah, I was going to say her body.
Okay, yeah. All right. What about Paul Bunyan?
His fairy tale. I mean, his story.
The Pilgrim's Progress. Okay. And then Joan of Arc. She's
her being like a forerunner.
Yeah. Okay. So right there, we've looked at some famous people, and you can see how their legacy is defined. And we can, and just very quickly, you can list it out. Okay,
right.
Your legacy can be both good and it can be bad. Al Capone. Capone. I can't say his
name. Al Capone.
His is what?
The mafia gangster, yeah. Right.
You know, and it may be that person could have changed at the last moments.
I know, but we don't remember that.
But we won't. We will remember what we define them as, their legacy. And that's what's going to happen. We have a legacy. I have a legacy I'm leaving. You have a legacy. Sabrina right. has a legacy. The question is, what's my legacy going to be? Okay, that's huge. And so here we have Moses saying to God, I can't. And he says, but who's sending me? And he says, you tell them, I am. Mm. Okay, I am is the personal name of God that is so personal that when it came to the scribes that wrote down the oral tradition into written format, they wouldn't even write that name.
It's so sacred.
It was so sacred, so holy that they wouldn't complete it. And not only that, when it came, like they would, instead of writing Yahweh, when it came to that name of God, they wouldn't even allow themselves to use a pen that had been used to write all the other letters before that name. They would have to have a new quill and ink for the letters that they would use to write, but they didn't write the complete name. It was so holy.
Wow.
Okay. I think we have definitely lost respect for the name of God.
Reverence, yeah.
God forgive us for all the blasphemy that goes across the radio, the TV, in classrooms where people are using the Lord's name in vain. We've really lost respect for God.
I know.
God forgive us. But our legacy is something that shows the active presence of God that he's leaving us from generation to generation. Genesis to Revelation is God's legacy. I am with you. I see you. I hear you. I care about you. I love you. I have come to deliver you, and I will send someone to you. He is moving in our midst, and that's what God has for us. The sad thing is everybody wants an inheritance, but it's something that can waste away.
I know.
An inheritance has to do with money and possessions and things, but God says, I have a legacy.
Forever.
Yeah, it's eternal. It's always in the presence of I am. And that's what he's wanting to convey. And that's why he has called out Moses. That's why Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. That's why we have Jesus and then the disciples, the apostles, and Peter and Paul, and carrying out the legacy that God is present. He's here. He's not far away.
Ever present help in time of need.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And not only that, but it's not just that he's present, but it's a continuous revelation. I'm here. It is a continuous revelation. And there's a quote I have from J.P. Hyatt. He says, I will be what I will be. He's talking about what God is saying when he says, I am. He says, in that sense, that God will disclose his name and nature to Moses and Israel as he's active in their life and history. Okay, you've heard the story that his story is his story. God's active presence is revealed as we draw near to God so that we can see God drawing near to us.
Right, James 4:8.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We have to understand that he himself distinctly and uniquely wants to be present in our lives, in our legacy, in our inheritance through our birthright. And my mom, her birthday is September 11th. That right there should send a clue up to all of you guys. Ouch, right? But not just is it September 11th is when we had the Twin Towers. In 1998, on September 11th, we flooded in Houston and lost everything. So on her birthday, her daughter and her son-in-law and her granddaughter and a grandbaby in my womb, we had nothing. And her birthday after that day was devastating. It was a reminder of the day that her daughter and son-in-law lost everything.
Right.
Then a few years later, when September 11th happened, my mom said to me, and she goes, I just wish my birthday never happened. Because it was a bad day of memories as far as she was concerned. And I said, you know, Mom, the day that you were born, God appointed that day for your birth. And when he appointed that day for your birth, he knew these things would happen on your birthday. And yet he said, my darling daughter, it is best for such a time as this that this be the day that you are born. Mm-hmm. Because you can best fulfill my purposes within the inheritance of your birthright for the legacy I want you to leave and the legacy I have for you. Do you see how precious God chooses the day that we are born? And it's just as precious to him the day that we will die. And so he wants us to have that idea within our lives. What's my legacy? If I were to die today, and my friend Sabrina and my friend Tanya had to stand up at my memorial, because I don't want a funeral, I want a memorial. Amen. I just want them to remember me.
Me too.
Okay? I've gone on to be with Glory.
That's
what,
right.
What are they going to remember? Okay? Oh. Yeah, and I don't want you to say anything, okay. Sabrina. Don't even go there. Okay? But honestly,
right.
What are they going to remember?
Yeah.
What's my legacy? Right. What are they going to recall about me? If that happens, what are my children going to recall? What is the legacy? My children are going to say, you know what? My mom's not with me, but I can tell you about my mom. And this was my mom.
That's right.
And what is my husband going to have as a remembrance of my legacy as his bride? Okay? That is what God is saying for us. He has it very personal, very intimately want to work that in us and through us, just as he did within the life of Moses, and pouring out his legacy with us. And the two things that distinctly stand out that Moses did when God gave him this call, and I wanted you to remember, because I said when the call came to Moses and God says, I'm going to send you, Moses' first words when God said his name was, God said, Moses, Moses, what did Moses say? He said, here
I am.
Here I am. That's what God wants from us. When God is moving and God draws near to us, and God's calling us out, and God desires to send us forth to do his will, he wants a person that says, here I am. Now, we may have moments where we question our ability, God, but I stutter. I can't do this. We may have moments where we think, who am I? Who am I to do this, Lord? I'm not worthy to do this. I can't do that. Lord, they're not going to believe me. But God says, you know what? Those things don't matter because I am with you. And when it was all said and done with all the questions that Moses put before God, Moses did two things that we need to take into our life and make them. And it's what stood him out. And the first one was that he obeyed God. He obeyed God. When it came down to it, he went to his father-in-law, Jethro, and he said, I need to go and set my people free. And his father-in-law said, go in peace. And Moses took up the staff that God had given him. He held firmly to that staff, and he went in obedience to Pharaoh and did what God told him to do. That's what we need to remember, is obedience and then taking hold of what God has given us. And it makes me mindful of, do you remember the passage in Acts where Peter is walking into the gate? He's walking through the gate called Beautiful, and he's walking in. There's a beggar laying down on the ground, and the beggar is like, you know, alms, alms, give me money. You know, he's begging for stuff because that's what he does, because it's the only way he can get what he has. And Peter looks down at him and he says, you know what? Silver and gold I do not have. But what I do have in the Lord Jesus Christ, I give you. He reached out with his hand, took his hand, lifted him up, and he walked. That is what God expects of us.
Holy Spirit.
He only asks us to give what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing more, nothing less. So whatever I have, that is what I am called to give. Now, as I did this lesson, I thought about some things that can happen that goes through our mind. And I actually, with the word ACTS, A-C-T-S, okay, you know, and most people know it as ask, confess, thanksgiving, and supplication. I'm changing it up because God showed me something that was kind of fun that fit in with Moses' thing. The first thing I'd like for us to do is to ask God, where am I reluctant? Because we talked about Moses was reluctant. So when God has told us something, he wants us to move, we need to ask God, where am I reluctant? God will reveal to us the areas that need to be confessed. And when he reveals it to it, confess it, and then obey what God has shown you. And the true sign of repentance in my life and in your life is when we accept the will of God and we do the will of God. Now, a lot of people will accept that something is the will of God, but they're not willing to act on it. And honestly, that's what it comes down to, is that you have to act upon it. And so you want to act upon it. The other thing that needs to happen is that, so you're going to ask the Lord to show you the area of reluctance. You're going to confess the moment of reluctance and obey his commands. And then the third thing is you're going to trust him. You have to trust God's authority and his ability to empower you to do what you are called to do. You have to trust him to accomplish what he alone can accomplish. It's not about you. You just give what you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. From there, God's the one that saves people, changes people. We just give what we have. And the third thing in trusting him is that we have to trust the peace and the confidence that he can give us as he's called us out. He would not call us to do something if he would not equip us. And so as we accept to do and do it, that's when we see the fulfillment of it. And then the final thing that's going to happen is that we will seek out the Lord's game plan. So ask, confess, trust, and then seek out, God, what is your plan? I don't want it to be my plan. I don't want it to be what I want to do. I want it to be where it's I'm doing the will of God and acting upon things where he wants me to move. And this here has greatly impacted my life as I have gone through and used these acts to help me as I see things that God is showing me what he's doing. Mm. And it's amazing what he can do. And what's going to happen is what we're going to find is that the legacy that he has for us, it's the same legacy he had for Israel. That God wants us to be in community. He wants us to believe him. He wants us to know that he is with us, that he is present, and that he wants us to humble ourselves and worship him. Just draw near to God. And allow the presence of Holy God to sustain us and fulfill us and equip us for what he's called us to do. I don't know about you, but I've really enjoyed walking the path with Moses the last few days. And we just thank you for listening to Cultivating Hearts. God bless.
God bless.